That is a sound that makes me homesick this time of year. I'm Sandy Max on What's on Tap with a spotlight interview highlighting and celebrating the Kentucky Derby, the first Saturday in May, always the Kentucky Derby. And we're going to celebrate here in Milwaukee. St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Hannah Brown is here with your personal invitation to the Kentucky Derby Day Party at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. And Hannah, I must compliment your fascinator.
Thank you. My best friend Becky makes one for me every single year. So it's different every year, and she's incredibly creative, and I feel like she should go into business.
Feel like she should certainly be there.
She makes them for herself, and it's very
It's great
fun.
To have a milliner as a friend, and
Absolutely.
That she takes this. But I love that your friend Becky takes the fashion of the Kentucky Derby so seriously,
she
because
sure does.
This really is part of the tradition. Even if you don't know anything about horse racing, like, this is part of it. I brought my purple big brimmed hat, but my
it looks great.
It doesn't look great because unfortunately my headphones are too big and my feather needs to go on the side, not smack dab in the middle.
Next time a fascinator.
But tell us about what you have planned for the Kentucky Derby party, because fashion is part of
it's,
the gathering.
It's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal. So we celebrate the Kentucky Derby every year at St. Kate. It is one of the most fun or the most fun events that we have in our lobby bar. And the party starts at 1 p.m. It goes until after the race. The race is at 5:57, and it is the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. But throughout the whole day, we have drink specials, plenty of mint juleps, raffles every 30 minutes. We have a live band. Frogwater is going to be playing at 2 p.m. There's a bugler that bugles before every raffle, which is so much fun. We have lots of big screen TVs, tons of swag. We are sponsored by Woodford Reserve, which is really awesome, which is sponsors the Kentucky Derby as well. We have their brand ambassador going through tasting stations. We have step and repeats for pictures, and it's just always a really, really fun event.
I would say it is fun to get dressed for the occasion. You've got your golden flowered fascinator on. There will be other hats and fashion. You actually have the competition.
We do. So after the race, we always have a best dressed, a best hat runner up, and then the best hat. So we decide by crowd applause, which is always really fun. And then there's some really awesome prizes involved with that, whether it's a dinner in our studio restaurant or something like that.
So I always think for the times that I've gone to the actual Kentucky Derby growing up in Louisville, I always get the general admission ticket and just walk around the outside. And I'm always marveling at the high heels and the hats and the dresses.
Yeah, people come dressed to impress.
Seersucker suits. Yes. I mean, just it really is a vibe to embrace spring, even if you didn't grow up in Louisville, Kentucky. This is one of those rites of spring.
Awesome.
And Woodford Reserve is good. It's the right way to have a mint julep.
It's a great spirit. And then at some of our tasting stations, not only are we just having Woodford Reserve, but we have Woodford Rye, Woodford Wheat, and Double Oaked. And like the brand ambassador walks you through each, and it's really cool to have all that.
And like that I see that each mint julep gets you a raffle ticket for more prizes.
Yes, and that's the half an hour raffle. Every time you order a mint julep, you get an entry into the raffles, and it's Woodford swag and other things.
Fun souvenirs. But if you go, it's fun souvenirs. And I have to laugh. You can't have the trumpeter do the call to the post every time everyone orders a mint julep.
No.
That would be too much.
That'd be awesome. We wouldn't need a band then.
But I love that you have the true live music to supplement this southern feel.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a total vibe.
I love the touch of the trumpeter. That is warming my heart. Mm-hmm. That is great for the run for the roses. And you talk about this being an annual tradition. And I've, met your mixologists, and for them to take a mint julep seriously and make it properly with crushed ice.
It's important. And we do.
And the mint, and you got to slap the mint a little bit to make it proper. What has been some of your favorite memories from the past and derby parties?
The outfits, and honestly, just how everybody's so engaged with the race, and it's just so exciting, and it's a buildup all day long. It's a big party, and then it's 2 minutes, and everybody is just on the edge of their seats.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
It is as exciting, and what I love even more, we're talking about how fancy and fun and the gourmet cocktails and official mint juleps and frog water. This is a free event.
Yes, it is.
That is.
We want everybody to join.
That is great. Yeah. And you've got enough space in the lobby bar at St. Kate for everybody to really enjoy, spread out, even when it gets busy. That can handle a lot of people, and without crushing your big hat.
Right. And we also have additional seating next to our lobby bar with a satellite bar and other TVs. So everybody can spread out if you need to, or dance, you know, to
Hannah Brown, hostess with the mostest with her fascinator. She's challenging you to beat her fascinator tell Becky to start making fascinators for everyone. But Hannah Brown, with your official invitation to the Kentucky Derby Day Party at St. Kate, what's the best way for people to make plans to join you?
So we have tickets on Tock, and the tickets aren't paid for, but it will show that you're going. It kind of reserves the space for you. It is free, but it just kind of, you know, shows that you're attending. So there's information on Tock. There's also information on our website.
stkatearts.com.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hannah Brown with her fascinator.
Thank you very much.
You can see it on our YouTube live stream.